you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 26th. Today's word is torpedo, spelled T-O-R-P-E-D-O. Torpedo is a noun that means an electric ray. It can also mean a weapon, such as a thin, cylindrical, self-propelled underwater projectile, for destroying ships by rupturing their hulls below the waterline. It can also mean a large sandwich on a long split roll with any of a variety of fillings, also called a submarine. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Boston Globe by Megan O'Neill. An interactive exhibit also takes sailors aboard the USS Tang, a submarine simulation where you can relive the boat's final heroic patrol before it sank. Torpedo launches, sirens, and chaos ensue. Like the adjective torpid, torpedo can be traced back to the Latin verb torpere, meaning to be sluggish or numb. The Latin word torpedo literally meant stiffness or numbness. Torpedo was also the name given in Latin to the fish known as the electric ray, and it was as a name for the fish that torpedo first entered English. During the Napoleonic Wars, the American inventor Robert Fulton experimented with an explosive charge for use against warships, which he called a torpedo, and which we would now refer to as a mine, after the electric ray's ability to incapacitate creatures with an electrical discharge. Fulton was also the inventor of the Nautilus, an early hand-powered submarine, which was one of the precursors of the vessels that would deliver the more familiar cigar-shaped torpedoes with such devastating effects during the 20th century's two world wars. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.